We have a lot in store for you today in the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're going to begin with some poetry, and then we're going to read from the Rockcliffe Review. And following that, we're going to begin a Sunday school lesson about the call of the prophet Elisha. Now, the poetry was found at the end of a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam had prepared for the Sunday schools of October the 16th, 1927, about Ahab and Naboth's vineyard. And here's the poem by Turi Marie McConnell, titled The Way of Life. I walked in the wood and was lonely. All things were desolate. I saw in the stream myself only. I saw and sighed at fate. I fought in a war-ridden land, mid the surging tide of strife, that my house was built upon sand. I saw and railed at my life. I danced with the mistiest of moonbeams down the crowded floor at the ball. I saw that I had no place in her dreams. I saw and deplored Adam's fall. I confessed my faith in my Savior. I obeyed God's holy word. I saw that I was forgiven. I saw and loved Christ the Lord. Now this other poem is simply called Selected. If I knew the light of a smile might linger the whole day through, and brighten some heart with a heavier part, I would not withhold it. Would you? A trifling kindness here and there is but a simple small affair. Yet if your life has sown this free, wide will your happy harvest be. Now, after the reading of those two poems, I want to turn to the Rockcliffe Review. The Rockcliffe Review is the bulletin we pass out at the meeting house at Rockcliffe when we gather together on Sunday mornings. It gives us the news and some people to pray for and some events we may want to tend to and keep in store. And we have the order in there of the men who are going to be conducting the services at the different parts, like who's going to lead the singing and read the scripture and say the prayers and wait upon the Lord's table and extend the invitations and dismiss us in prayer. But also in this bulletin, I include an article that has something to do with the sermon that's going to be preached that morning. And the title in this bulletin article is Doeg, the Bad Egg. Here's how I wrote this. When my father was teaching the history of Israel to fifth graders, he captured their attention by calling Doeg, the Bad Egg. They would giggle at his silliness and listen for what else he might say. There are reasons he's been an effective teacher. The story of Doeg begins in 1 Samuel 21. David was fleeing from Saul and came to Ahimelech, the priest, seeking help. Ahimelech was suspicious, but David lied and told Ahimelech that the king had sent him on a secret mission. David convinced Ahimelech to give him the holy showbread from the tabernacle, something our Lord later said was unlawful, Matthew 12, 3 and 4. David also asked to receive from Ahimelech the sword of Goliath, saying, "There is none like that. Give it me," 1 Samuel 21 and verse 9. It was almost a clean getaway, but Doeg the Edomite saw all that had happened. The story picks up in 1 Samuel 22 and verse 6. Hearing that David had escaped, King Saul said, "There's none of you that is sorry for me," 1 Samuel 22 and verse 8. Doeg saw his opportunity and told Saul how Ahimelech had befriended David, but he did not tell him how Ahimelech had been deceived. Saul called for Ahimelech and the priests that were with him to appear before him. In a rage, Saul accused Ahimelech and commanded his servants to put Ahimelech and the priests that were with him to death. When the servants of Saul would not do so, Saul commanded Doeg to do the evil deed, which he readily did, slaying 85 priests. Then Doeg went to the city of the priests and smote with the edge of the sword both men and women, children and sucklings and oxen and asses and sheep. 1 Samuel 22 and verse 19. Doeg was indeed a bad egg. Abiathar escaped, fled to David, and told him what Saul had done. David said, "I knew it that day when Doeg the Edomite was there that he would surely tell Saul, 'I have occasioned the death of all the persons of thy father's house. Abide thou with me, fear not, for he that seeketh my life seeketh thy life, but with me thou shalt be in safeguard.'" 1 Samuel 22, 22-23. David's deceptions had led to these deaths, but that did not excuse the mischief of Doeg. In the King James Version of the 52nd Psalm, we have this superscription to the chief musician, a maskil, a psalm of David when Doeg the Edomite came and told Saul and said to him, "David has come to the house of Ahimelech." In this psalm, David sings of the tragedy of an evil tongue and the glory of a godly life. Doeg must have thought himself a mighty man, but he was not mightier than God's goodness, Psalm 52 and verse 1. Doeg had slain the priest with the edge of the sword, but the occasion to do so by yielding the sword of his tongue. The tongue deviseth mischiefs, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Psalm 52 and verse 2. David said of Doeg, "Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue." Psalm 52, 3 and 4. God would deal with him. "God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living." Selah. "The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him." Doeg made 3 mistakes. 1, he made not God his strength. 2, he trusted in the abundance of his riches. And 3, he strengthened himself in his wickedness. Psalm 52 and verse 7. In contrast, Doeg would be plucked up and rooted out like an unwanted weed. David said, "I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints." Psalm 52, 8 and 9. Like David, we should, 1, make God our strength rather than our own might. 2, trust in God's mercy rather than the abundance of riches. And 3, wait on God rather than strengthening ourselves in wickedness. Then, like a green olive tree, we will be flourishing, fruitful, enduring, desirable, and useful to the house of God. Well, that was the Rockcliffe Review for that morning. And we read from the Rockcliffe Review because the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now for the third part of our program today. We turn to the Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday schools of October the 23rd, 1927, about the call of the prophet. Here's what we read in 1 Kings 19:19 and 20. So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yokes of oxen before him, and he with the 12. And Elijah passed over him and said over unto him, and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, Go back again, for what have I done unto thee? The next reading is from the book of Amos, chapter 7, verses 14 and 15. Then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore trees. And Jehovah took me from following the flock. And Jehovah said unto me, Go, prophesy unto my people Israel. Now the third reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is Jehovah of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, Jehovah of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongs from off the altar. And he touched my mouth with it, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin forgiven. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me. Now that's the golden text for this Sunday school lesson, Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me. The devotional reading is the 40th Psalm. It's for the chief musician, a Psalm of David. I waited patiently for Jehovah, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in Jehovah. Blessed is the man that maketh Jehovah his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. We'll finish this in the next class.